Good evening and welcome to Primetime Sports. Big Game James McCarty alongside Jason Denman. And with this past weekend, there was all kinds of eventful things that had happened from, we're still awaiting the Men's College World Series that begins on Friday, but the Super Regionals, coming and going, seeing a couple of first-time teams making the tournament in Troy and, oddly enough, West Virginia, mm-hmm. which has been cool to see that, and them singing Country Roads just over and over and over on social media. It's starting to kind of, make me, I suppose, for the College World Series, a bandwagon of the Mountaineers. I stuck my neck out with Southern Mississippi as a pick, and they didn't make it out of a regional, and they were the ninth-ranked team in the country. So they were one of seven nationally seeded teams to fail to make it out of the regionals, let alone the super regionals. So thank you guys for failing me. I appreciate that. I look like an absolute schmuck in front of my buddies and whatnot. But, there was all that. Of course, we'll get to it in a minute or two. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they unveiled new jerseys, courts, things of those sorts. More ways for you to spend money on the team, because revenue is king, which it I understand is. That completely. You know mm-hmm. what? You gotta make a living. You got to be able to make a few dollars, and then that's part of the entertainment business. I completely understand that. But on Saturday, I had trekked down to Southern Minnesota, well, more or less Southern Minnesota, I guess, kind of southwest of the Twin Cities a little bit, but I was still north of Mankato, a little over an hour in the rural farm country area of what is like the Hutchinson, New Ulm-ish type area, Waconia areas of southwest of the Twin Cities for a cousin's graduation party. Saw some family, got to catch up with everybody, found out another cousin's getting married. And he is one of the older cousins, so he's all pumped up because he decided not to get married young. He got married what he calls old. He's in his pushing his mid to late 30s at this point, somewhere in that 35, 36 range. And so he's all excited because now he can afford like more kegs than anybody should ever need at a wedding. He is so excited about that at the farm that they have in
Everybody's
Southern Minnesota.
Have goals.
There are few people I saw at that graduation party that were more excited than my cousin, mm-hmm. Danny, and his basically centered around the fact that they're going to be able to basically run a brewery out of his backyard for a weekend because he chose to not get married young and make a mistake. He made the mistake in his 30s. Nothing wrong with that at all. Somebody's also going to yell at me for that one. But
it's not a mistake! What are you saying?
We love each other. Okay. Sorry on that.
I'm glad. I hope that his fiance doesn't listen to the show because you've just made an enemy right there. You're not invited to the wedding now, James.
Oh, gosh. Well, and the funny thing is with, social media and things of those sorts, he's a second cousin, right?
Right.
And so, I see him at most events, but there are times where my work schedule, his work schedule, we may just brush by each other for a gathering. We may mm-hmm. not see each other at the same Thanksgiving, things of those sorts. And so the two of them have been, together for a while now.
Yeah.
And this was my first time meeting his fiance in person. And I was nice. I go over there and she's like, hey, I feel so bad because I forgot her name. But
she made a great impression.
Yeah, she did. No, she did. But I mean, she's going to straighten him out, which is good. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, it's such a simple name. It's slipping my mind right now at the moment, of course. I'm going to remember it the second the show's over.
Pretty much. That's usually how it happens.
I'm going to feel real bad about myself because everybody right now is like, you are a schmuck, James.
Well,
and they're not wrong. But
no, but look at it this way. James is better at remembering faces instead of names.
I am. I'm great with faces.
I'll recognize a face, but they'll have literally told me their name 2 seconds ago, and then all of a sudden I'm like, got their name.
It takes me like 3 to 5 encounters with somebody.
It takes a specific encounter. We were here and we talked about
exactly.
X, Y,
and once that like third to fourth ish encounter happens, it, like they're burned into the back of my brain for the rest of my life. Like there are people I haven't seen in 15 years. I just like can rattle off.
Yep.
But there are people that I've seen 2 or 3 times at events, and I'm like, I know the name. I can think. I'm like, oh, it. I could even think of like a time. Like it revolves, like something around like rodeos, and I'm like, oh, what's the name? And And I'm like, oh, yeah, Cody. Like the boots I have, Cody James, right? Rodeo. Yeah. All of a sudden it clicks, and that's just how my mind works. Well, I'm an absolute, like, just.
I have that stuff happen all the time. I literally, a few weeks ago, I saw a guy that I spent many afternoons playing pickup ball over lunch break. And he was one of the younger guys, probably a good 10 to 15 years younger than me. And had seen him, we're friends on Facebook, and I see him and I recognize the face, and he was asking how I was doing after all the stuff over the last 18 months. And I'm sitting there talking with him. Believe it or not, Dean, our weather guy, was in the grocery store picking up something. And so I saw him, and all I'm thinking is the entire time is that I'm drawing a blank on his name. And finally, about 3/4 of the way through our conversation, our interaction, I remembered his first name. And so then I'm able to, like, throw his name in there. Like, I didn't forget your name. I remembered your name, Devin. Have a good day.
Yep.
And you're just, and I'm sure he's probably like, why did he say my name there rather than at the beginning of the conversation?
Exactly.
But it took me that long to finally place the name. And sometimes, I mean, maybe it's starting to happen more as I get older. There'll be times I have a brain fart and I'm just like, I know who exactly I'm talking about. I know that they're my neighbors a few doors down. We don't interact a lot with them, but I know their names. And then all of a sudden I can't remember their name. And it finally comes to me like an hour later. And I'm like, yes, that's who it was. I knew I had the first initial right, but I couldn't, like, I was drawing a blank on it. So sometimes it happens, but I'm glad that you're close with your cousin's fiance.
Yes. Like I said, it's going to pop in my head somewhere between the commercial break.
Somebody's going to pop you in the head, I think.
Yeah, no, she will. And there's no problem with that. Yeah, the whole reason that the interaction even started is because my cousin failed to introduce us. She goes, I clearly have work to do still with him. And I was like, yeah, good luck. You got years worth of work. You think training a dog's tough? Wait till you get a hold of him. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
In that, but it, so we're just kind of, you know, kicking around rocks, basically just catching up with everybody at that. I ended up not leaving until almost 9 p.m., you know, because I said, guys, I got to leave by 7 because I have a 4-hour drive home.
Sure.
I'd like to get through some of the farm country before dark. And of course, at 7 o'clock, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna leave. I'm going to leave. And I was like, bye, guys. You know, I'm giving hugs out and whatnot. And Grandma goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm leaving, Grandma. She goes, sit your tail down. You have visiting to do. And I was like, okay, sorry. Right. And so I sit down. I had some more conversations. And in the midst of all of this that's happening, congratulations to the cousin that is achieving a lifelong goal of going to the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, I'm an alum there. I took some courses there when I was in high school, and it did not help the football program at all. Hopefully, this cousin does. And not a playing capacity.
Just a financial capacity.
Financial capacity for the NIL stuff and whatnot.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
But while we're just kind of, you know, shooting it around with everything, just out of the blue, because this is how my uncle is, this is how my family is, this is how everybody acts. It, like, immediately after I introduce myself to my cousin, you know, cousin's fiance, and we're having a just chatting it up a little bit, and my cousin says something just outlandish, and all of a sudden everybody's, you know, kind of cracking up a little bit, and I started chuckling. My uncle, like, clear out of right field. I didn't even know he was still there.
Yeah.
He just, like, comes ripping around the corner of the backyard, got a, you know, a beer in hand, and, you know, kind of just puffs out his chest a little bit, got his, you know, got the belly rolling. And he just goes, I cannot believe that nobody has even said anything about your new style, Magnum P.I. And I looked, I said, what? He goes, Magnum P.I. Don't think I didn't notice.
Yeah.
And everybody loses it. And I'm like, where did that come from? He goes, don't think that I didn't recognize it.
He didn't do the John Candy Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, comparison.
He sat on it for 2 hours, though. He sat on it and waited for the right opportunity to make sure there were enough cousins and aunts and uncles and random recent high school graduates I'd never met before that were in the vicinity to hear this.
You don't suppose, though, the entire time, those 2 hours, he was going, something's different about him. What is it? I can't put my finger on it.
Probably.
I tell you what, the first weekend you shaved it and you walked into the studio and you had it shaved down to a mustache and Bonnie was there. And of course, I'm like, wait, are we not going to discuss this? And Bonnie on the morning show was kind of like, what? He's got a mustache now. He had 5 o'clock shadow plus, you know, and a couple extra 12 hours on his face going into the week, and he comes back. It's just the mustache. Are we just going to avoid this and act like it didn't happen?
Well, we're just going to live life.
No, when you make a fashion choice like that and you switch from either goatee or beard or whatever just to a mustache, it'd be just like if my dad... So my dad is now 75 years old. I believe that man has had a beard since he was probably maybe 25 at the oldest. We're talking 50 years of facial hair. It is a glorious time in America when my dad can have facial hair and he doesn't lose it. Sure, it turns gray or whatever. But it would be like if my dad finally did what me and my brother always asked him to do, shave it down to a goatee, shave it down to a mustache. Let's see what you look like without it. Because my dad would look, quite honestly, 20 years younger if he shaved his beard off. Mm-hmm. And he does keep it pretty thin. But if my dad walked in with a different facial hairstyle and not said anything, we would have to, the record player, that noise, the scratch on the record player, that's what would happen. Like, wait a minute, what's going on? Why are we doing this? So I understand your uncle's concern, that's for sure.
Yeah, the whole thing is, I just think to myself, there are so many avenues he could have went with, and so I appreciated that he went Magnum P.I. on me, because the Paul Blart hurt.
Yeah.
The John Candy one I accepted.
Well, because someone said, he's funny.
I couldn't believe that.
Not that
one.
He's a handsome young man back in the day. Nope.
You look like John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And I was like, what does that mean? I think he's funny. Be thankful. That's okay.
Well,
that's,
I will say this about your uncle, just because we're on this topic. I will say this. For him to go Tom Selleck, that's a famous mustache.
Yeah.
I will say this for the listeners. Tom Selleck and James McCarty, they look nothing alike. I'm just saying that. So he made it for mustache references as opposed to anything.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
He could have used a Nick Offerman reference instead.
He could have. And that he's probably sitting on that for a different family holiday.
That's probably for a different grouping. Yeah, absolutely.
100%. But more of the story is I got to see family. I caught up with many people, and I'm still the talk of the town.
Exactly.
The family town, the village.
It never stops, right?
Exactly. We got to reset, okay? This is not what I thought was going to happen for the last 10 minutes of our lives. I wanted to talk basketball. I literally opened with it, and that's just how things go. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk new uniforms, courts, and... Mm-hmm. Maybe we're foreshadowing a championship with this new giddy up by the Timberwolves. We'll talk about it at the other end of the break. Listen to Primetime Sports on WDAY Radio. Welcome back to Primetime Sports. Big Game James McCarty alongside Jason Denman as we look at the back half of the show here for this evening. We're going to talk a little Wolves action. Mm-hmm. Not really. I'm not looking at roster construction right now. I'm not looking at the Giannis, Jaylen Brown, name another superstar rumor. I'm not looking at where we're going to be cutting costs next year. I'm not looking at potential getting rid of and shedding salary on our end. I'm not looking at possible draft picks tonight. We're looking at the most important thing, which is how they look.
Yeah.
And that is the new uniforms, the new courts, the new logo. And per the website and some social media videos, it is big ticket approved with Kevin Garnett.
It is, and I will say this, and I think someone had asked athletic writer John Krasinski about this. Some fans were kind of curious as to why we didn't just make the black KG era throwbacks that we were wearing this year as the full-time black one. Why didn't we make the old school original uniforms the new uniforms? And for whatever reason, I don't know if the other leagues do this, but the NBA has a rule that once you retire a uniform, you can't bring it out of retirement and make it your new, you can't make it your current roster or your uniforms, excuse me. They have to basically update it. So that's the reason why we have the white and the blue, which look awful lot like our original uniforms, but there is a different font for the numbers and the letters on it. And then the black one, you've got the black, you've got the trees on it, just like the KG area.
except for instead of saying Timberwolves, it says Wolves. And they've also added a little trim of blue. So you've got the green trees, and then you've got those outlining the collar around the sleeves, and then along the bottom of the shorts. Underneath that, on all of them, is a little thin line of blue. And I know there are some fans that don't like that. Adding that blue kind of throws it off a little bit compared to the originals. But the more I look at it, I think it looks pretty doggone sweet, because if you're from Minnesota, which you are, James, you think about the trees, you think about the outdoors. I mean, you named your hockey team the Minnesota Wild to encompass all of the outdoors activities of Minnesota.
The logo is in the shape of a bear, too.
Yes,
for,
it is.
For many of those who don't realize that, if you look at the logo, you'll never look at it the same again. It's a bear basically looking leftward.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's why I've always looked at it. I've always like, oh, they used a bear, huh?
Yeah, but then they fill it in with, I forget what they call that type of, a photo. It's a logo. It's filled in then with like the trees and the wilderness trees, and all that. Yeah,
exactly.
I forget what they call that specific type of photo or whatnot.
But there's a reason why this is an updated version of the classics. Now, I will say this. The KG era uniforms with the trees that they had on all of them, the blue that they had back then, at least on TV, to me always looked a bit duller than the original. Now, when you look at the original colors that they've readopted, their blue and their green, it does seem almost bright compared to what it was in the last, from KG through our recent uniforms this past season. However, I will say that the pictures of Jaden McDaniels in the black uniforms with the white T-shirt underneath, I know he didn't probably want to change shirts, but I think if you wear a black T-shirt under the black jerseys, I think that will look super tight there. But overall, I think I give these uniforms an A+. And then to take the original colors, incorporate them in the new uniforms, incorporate the KG era black uniforms into an alternate, and take the logo that we had just most recently. I thought it was a nice update that we had done. Mm-hmm. Well, now they recolor it back into, I don't know, what was the original name of the original logo? Didn't they have a name for that wolf? I forget what they called
it. Oh, gosh.
But they took what was basically our previous, just our last iteration from 2017 to 2025. They took that logo and recolored in the old school colors, tweaked it a bit. Now there's some trees in the background on that basketball, but you still have a wolf howling. Mm-hmm. You still have that green North Star in it. And I think they did a really good job, because I do like those original colors for the Wolves. And I know it's funny. We talked about this, I think maybe last week a little bit. It's funny how a lot of these professional sports teams, they end up circling back to those uniforms, that logo, whatever it is.
It's the roots,
came in,
man.
They came into the league. If you look at the Cleveland Browns, they haven't shied away from what their uniform and stuff is. The Pittsburgh Steelers has been the same. The Arizona Cardinals, which I think are very, very plain uniforms, especially the helmet, you could really kind of make that pop with a couple of stripes on the helmet, maybe make the face mask red or black, but they've stayed true to what has always been the Cardinal football. So I think when the Wolves circle back to this and incorporate elements from KG, elements from the expansion, and then add that current logo recolor to what we just had, I think they did a nice job of incorporating all three eras of uniforms, I guess you could say, original, KG, and then our most recent ones.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I'm a big fan. I always loved the trees, the black jersey,
with the green trees. Yep.
I loved that as a kid growing up. I had a Wally Szczerbiak one of all jerseys. As a kid in the early 2000s, I still to this day would love a true, authentic, late night, like around that 2000-ish Kevin Garnett trees jersey. I would love one of those.
I guess I did forget one small era, though, for uniforms. Remember those ones when they switched from the trees to that new whatever it was with like Ricky and Kevin Love?
Oh, kind there of like was, that silver in there.
Well, there was a weird design on the side panel of the uniforms.
Yeah, like the TW thing, wasn't it?
There was a weird collar kind of thing down the middle. That's the one kind of uniform era that I kind of skip. It's just like if you're
What was it, like 6 years total?
Maybe. It's probably five, and then they switched it. They kind of fixed it a little bit going into year two, but it was still not great. It's kind of like if you're a Buccaneer football fan like myself, you'll talk about the creamsicles because that's their origination, their heritage. But the alarm clock number years there with Jameis Winston and stuff, most Bucs fans just kind of skip over those uniforms because they were terrible. So usually every team has got a uniform that they try and go too modern, too throwback, too something that messes things up. But I think out of the three
really good eras of Timberwolves uniform. I think they've done a nice job of incorporating everything, and they came up with a good look. I think it's really good. And the courts, to some extent, not, I wouldn't say simple, but I think they're sleek and elegant in their design, where the main home court's got the new Wolf Center logo there, and then on their black court, at least as far as the painted area goes, I think they did a nice job with the arching Wolves name across the middle of it. I think both those courts look really sharp.
Yeah, exactly. And so for the new icon jersey, it's that, you know, old style blue, the traditional blue for the Wolves.
The away jerseys for the older
folks. Away, yeah. Yeah, no, it drives me nuts that that's what they call it. And then you have that green with the Wolves in number, and then there's a white trim around it. Yep. Of course, that means that green and white trim, they go around, you know, the shoulders, they go around the neck, they go around on the bottom of the shorts in the leg area there. And right where, like, the NBA patch is, they do have five, I believe it is, trees right above it, like small little trees stamped on it. And then, of course, the Nike on one side, Sezzle, the sponsor.
Yeah, whatever the sponsor is.
On the left side there, your statement uniform, or what is your alternate, quote-unquote, right?
The black one.
Yeah, your black uniform, which has... It's the traditional old black. You've got the green trees around the waistband, around the shoulders, and the neck, and that's trimmed by blue around it. The number and letters are in white with that blue and green outline. It's kind of like a around the numbers and letters for it. Right in the front of the waistband too, there's an M. With Minnesota too. It's the tree and the M, that new emblem, kind of, you know, the tree M.
The tree M.
Yeah, the tree M.
I don't know how...
I'm sure 3M had nothing to do with that.
I'm not sure how far 3M is involved with the Timberwolves, but... Mm-hmm.
And funny enough, too, the statement, the black ones, and they got the Jordan logo on the right side of the jersey, then the left side of the shorts, too, with the NBA logo on the right side of the shorts. Then you're back to, for the association, back to the Nike, which is your home uniform, which is the whites, and then that has the tree M on the waistband with blue around it, and just above it's that green... The lettering and numbering are in blue with that green outline. There's actually a thin white outline in there as well with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that, and that blue and green trimming as well around the arms, the legs, and the neck for that. Your statement court, quote unquote, is the one that you saw unveiled first, which is a traditional court color. It's got black for what is the paint area. The paint, and then outside of the court, black. You've got three trees just below the basket with Minnesota in the far corner on the baseline, and then alongside the court, you have trees lining it as well with that white Wolves in the center court with the blue and green trim. Your other court for it has that new Wolf logo, the coloring for it with a traditional overall court look. It's got that throwback blue around the edges. And then you have your gray paint, and that also has three trees and Timberwolves on the baseline area too. And then you have right at center court, just out of bounds, it has the MINN for Minnesota. And with that paint being that gray, it's a little bit different, but overall, it's a nice accent, I think, to what is that blue, the gray, the whites, and the greens that are all in the new logo. So
yeah, and I just, like I said, I think they did a really nice job of incorporating elements from them. I think it's good because I think this year, I don't know if it was what the exact date was, but the new ownership taking over officially after everything got settled with Papa.
It was sometime after the new year, February-ish, early March.
So that's all done. So it makes sense to have, you know, new ownership come in and try and put their stamp on the newest era of things with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I just think they did a really good job. I think it's like I said, it incorporates a lot of different kind of elements that we all love as Timberwolves fans. I guess, like I said, the only things you could say is that we skipped over the KG blue era uniforms. We skip over the beginning stages of Ricky Rubio and Kevin Love when they switched uniforms then. But that's okay. And, of course, the old mascot that was, named Old Shep.
Oh, okay.
So we have a new version of that. And like I said, on the basketball itself, instead of having to kind of imagine the trees in the kind of made into the fur, because sometimes they do kind of abstract things like Oh, if you look at this color of his different color fur, you can see the trees. That's a nod to KG. Well, in this one, they literally put a couple of trees kind of in that background on the new logo with Shep. So it's, like I said, it's just really well done. And you go back to those throwback colors, if you will, the blue and the green. And I think it's a good look. And I will say this. Normally, you talk about, is this going to lead to something as far as, you know, getting us in the playoffs or making a run to the finals? Can't say.
You got
to
look good while you do it.
I do know that a lot of times in the NFL, when you switch uniforms, teams had a good run of making it to the Super Bowl, maybe winning a title. I don't think that's ever been proven in the NBA. So we'll see if it changes this year, this coming year, when the Wolves take the court in their new.
Oh, it could help with your nationally televised games. That seems to be a common thread with it.
Yeah.
And probably the most important thing to this whole present being wrapped up and putting a bow on it is the return of Big Ticket, Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
He's officially back, going to get his number retired.
That's awesome.
And he's going to be a part of some marketing stuff. But I would be curious to see if he doesn't get a percentage of ownership at some point here in the future.
I would like
and
to see that.
And that would be tremendous, I think, from a fan base perspective.
Well, I would just say this, that if there's any way, James, that we can make it down there to go watch the night
I would
that
love
he gets
to.
Retired, I might have some dust in my eyes that
well,
night.
Well, I can tell you right now, a $200 ticket's probably going to cost $2,000 that night. So
absolutely.
I wouldn't be shocked to see that. We're out of time for tonight, though, so until tomorrow night, have a great night, y'all. Hopefully you enjoy the new uniforms as much as we do and the logos. Have a great night, and God bless.
Yep, you betcha. Mm-hmm. Bye.